For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki season 2 is
marvelous.
Great.
And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Welcome to The Dispatch, an Ice on the Prize production. This is Patrick Bexell speaking, and today we're going to take a look back at the Four Nations tournament held in Ängelholm, Sweden, from this past weekend. There were two Montreal Canadiens prospects that were part of that tournament, Dmitry Kostenko from Russia and Oliver Kapanen from Finland. And let's start with Kostenko. First and foremost, when looking at the Russian team, it was more or less a B team, under 20 B team, that was sent to Ängelholm because all the top prospects that are available for the under 20 tournament in Edmonton later next, starting this year but finishing in 2022, were at Karjala Cup. Which is the senior tournament at this time of the year held in Finland. Obviously, all eyes were on Matvei Meshkov, and if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you will after this, because he scored a Soro goal or a lacrosse goal or a Michigan goal, whatever you want to call it, against Sweden in his second game for the national team, beating Ovechkin's record for youngest player to ever suit up for Russia in ice hockey. Kostenko was the seventh defender in Ängelholm, and I'm quite sure it also means that he won't be part of that tournament in Edmonton. I only watched him for two games, Saturday's game against Czech Republic and Sunday's game against Sweden, and he wasn't a big part of anything really. In Saturday's game against Czech Republic, he made a small mistake. I wouldn't say it was a big mistake, but either way, it led to a goal. And what happened was that Kostenko and his defensive partner was trying to, I don't know if they were trying to push the Czech player out of the zone or trying to keep him into the zone to cause a offside. Either way, it was something that the Russian coach took offense of, and he was benched the rest of the game for that situation. Obviously, turned into quite of a even game, and that might have caused a little bit of a coaching situation where you went with the three top pairings. This is something that we know Russians are bound to do, either benching or just rolling their three top pairings and hoping for them to sort something out. In the end, Russia won, but Kostenko wasn't really a big plan or big cause for that win. It's interesting to see him, though. I think from what I've seen now live as well as on the computer, that he struggles a little bit. He is a project. It's a long-term project. We're looking at 4 years here before we have any idea what he can and can't do. His skating is one of the things that I really think that he needs to work on. His stride is kind of short. He glides a lot. He doesn't accelerate very well. So both the stride in itself and the edge work in some ways needs to be done. This kid is a brute, though. He is big, and he is not afraid of using that strength to his benefit. He also has a good shot, which obviously wasn't visible for this tournament, but we've seen it in VHL before that he can score, and he is defensively responsible. But I think it's down to what he can do in the offensive zone and how he can develop that skating, because we know if he needs to make it into the NHL, into the AHL and into the KHL, he needs to skate a lot better and with more pace and more urgency and really accelerate very well, both forward and backwards. This is something that I need to look on, and I think it is something that we all should have in our mindset when we look at this kid and the numbers he's putting up in the VHL at the moment. I was fortunate to speak with Mr. Filatov, the head coach at this time for the Russian national team or under 20 team, because the normal coach was with the national team in Karjala Cup in Finland. So let's listen to that interview right now. The first question in the scrum is about if these top six players on the roster can join the World Junior Championship team.
Но я считаю, что ребята, которые находятся здесь, масса ребят показывает, что они очень конкурентоспособны и могут побороться за места в сборной 20 на чемпионат мира и, наверное, даже в ведущих звеньях.
Yeah, well, basically we have a lot of guys here who shows every game. Those two games that we had, that they can compete, and they can be candidates to the, I would even say, top six at World Juniors. So we'll see how it goes, but for now, we are happy with their performance.
Yeah. And I was probably not used to asking for any names, but are there any players that you can name that have maybe improved their chances?
From this roster?
Yes.
Ну, обычно имя не называют, но, может быть, про кого-то отдельно захочешь сказать.
Ну, вы сами видите, Пашин забил 4 гола за 2 игры. Я думаю, что он оправдывает ожидания. Ну, про остальных так не хотел бы.
Yeah, that's true. Well, coaches never show no love to tell about, like, people on the roster by names, by calling names, but... I mean, Pashin scores in every game, and he produces, and he performs, and it is hard to not to tell something about him. And but basically, he deserves to be named in this list, for sure.
Well, that was the name that I was expecting, and hope, of course.
One more question. Dmitry Kostenko, part of the goal against, and what can you say about him? What does he need to get better at?
Что можно сказать про Костенко, что в чем ему нужно прибавить? Сегодня он поучаствовал, он шайб.
Ну, в принципе, играет, я считаю, на своем уровне. Наверное, быстрота принятия мышления должна быть у него чуть-чуть повыше для того, чтобы быть кандидатом на участие.
Well, I guess the main thing he has to improve is the speed of decision making. You gotta like make decisions quick. This is obviously a very important part of the game.
And you also have some Russian players playing in Canada and the US already for the under 20 teams. Are they a factor in becoming part of the team, or will you stay with their players from Russia?
Есть достаточно много русских игроков в Канаде и в США. Можно ли сказать, что они рассматриваются как кандидаты?
Ну, я на данный момент не являюсь главным тренером этой сборной. Да, я исполняю обязанности, потому что главный тренер находится на турнире на Кубке Карела. Вот, мы еще на эту тему с ним не говорили. Но если я буду на чемпионате мира работать, я буду давать тоже рекомендации, да, по этим игрокам. А по поводу игроков, играющих за океаном, у нас аналитическая служба работает, и они тоже делают видео и свои рекомендации на нас доносят. Решение будет принято главным тренером.
Well, you know, first of all, this is not a question to me because I'm not the head coach. Mm-hmm. Our head coach is at Helsinki right now, and I'm just an interim coach. But I am one of the assistant coaches in the our junior tournament team, so I would recommend some of the boys. I know that we have a lot of good players in North America. And second, we have the analytics department in our organization, in Russian Ice Hockey Federation, so they will give us all the information we need. We will discuss it, we will watch a lot of video, and then after that, head coach will decide. This is how it goes. Thank you, guys. Bye.
First, I apologize for the Swedish player that was playing behind us with a puck all through the interview. I wanted to incorporate Filatov's own comments and not just the translators. If there is someone that speaks Russian or wants to go over it and hear anything else, please leave a comment in the article. In this case, it would have been an honest mistake. The translator really tried his best to get his message across. Second, we need to talk about a little bit about Alexander Pashin, the standout player of the tournament. The Russian forward had 4 goals and 2 assists in 6 games. And it almost looked easy sometimes in the offensive zone for him. Obviously, he was relied upon on power play, and that certainly inflated a little bit of his stats in that regard. But the Salavat player is an interesting name to follow. And as Mr. Filatov says, it is probably the player that stood out most and will have enhanced his chances to get to Edmonton from this squad compared to the ones that were in Helsinki with the senior team. When it comes to Kostenko, obviously Filatov says something that is very, very important, and in some ways what... how should I say this? That is different from a lot of the players that Montreal has drafted before. His hockey IQ doesn't seem to be that strong. He takes that extra second in order to make a play or in order to decide what to do with the puck. And normally, Trevor Timmins and the other scouts has been very high on players with hockey IQ. And in the Kostenko draft pick, it seems more to be someone that puts up a lot of points on the power play and also is big. The two things that scares me a little bit is the fact that he doesn't skate very well, he doesn't accelerate very well, neither forward or backwards, and as Mr. Filatov says, that he needs to make decisions faster when it comes to game time. Another thing that stood out is that they bring out the analytics department in order to see how players develop even overseas and give the coaches input on whom to pick and pros and cons of picking certain players. It seems like Russia has invested a bit in the analytics department, and maybe that is something that will yield results further down the line. It is also important to say that this youth system that Russia is starting to have, that comes most of all from smaller teams, but bigger teams has started to think about, and we see it obviously. Lokomotiv had their reasons to build up a youth structure, a very terrible reason for it, but it seems to have paid off in dividends, because that is one of the big things in Russia and set the standard. And now SKA of St. Petersburg has built up their youth team and their sections as well. And when the big team starts to do that, then Russian hockey will really blossom into something even better than what it is at the moment. The upcoming draft class and the upcoming under 20 team is really good though, and we have to give them credit where credit's due. crossing over the border into Finland, we also have to talk about Oliver Kapanen. Oliver Kapanen was a really interesting player to watch. Again, someone that is a prospect for 3-4 years from now in order to cross over to the AHL. He's not going to have the same opportunities, I think, as Jesse Ilonen. Jesse Ilonen relies on a fantastic skating, and for anyone that has kids that needs to, that is playing hockey, or kids that are listening to this, take a look at how Jesse Ilonen skates, because technically it's one of the best skaters there is in the Habs organization right now. But let's be honest, Kapanen isn't. He has something to work on. I compare him a little bit into a Arturi Lekkonen kind of player in his draft plus 1 year. His numbers, his offensive numbers aren't there. I think Lekkonen had maybe even a better shot than Kapanen, and that is one thing. But both of them had to work a lot on skating, and it's skating in all areas. It's forward, backwards, and lateral. So there is a lot of work to be done, and it wouldn't surprise me that if Kapanen plays out these 1 or 2 year contract that he has with Kalpa at the moment, and get used to the bigger players facing him, etc., and play at a pro level. If he goes to a bigger team where maybe skating will be one of the areas of focus for Kapanen, overall, he is a smart player. The coaches rely on him on the power play, in the box play, and all over the ice. He's relatively strong for his age in the face-offs. He is a center in the making. I can then, if he becomes an offensive-minded center or a defensive-minded center, that's for the future to decide. His shot is very good. In this tournament, it almost looks like he's holding on to the stick a little bit too hard. He's squeezing the stick. And because he got some of the best chances in the Finnish team, but they were a little bit in close, and he couldn't really lift it up or put it through the five hole when it comes to scoring. But he was there, and I think that speaks a lot. He reads the game very well. He knows where the puck will end up, and it's a strong skill to have. It also points to a high hockey IQ. I was fortunate enough to speak with the Finnish coach, Antti Pennanen, in regards to Oliver Kapanen and his development. Hopefully there isn't someone playing with a puck just behind us when I did this interview. Antti, Oliver Kapanen, how has he done this over the three games that you've seen this so far? I thought he looked a little bit tired today.
Yeah, could be he was tired, but he has been really good during this tournament. And he has been playing both Peiki and power play, and he has been good.
Has he squeezed his stick a little bit too hard? It almost looks like it. He's had good chances, but hasn't put the puck in the net.
Yeah. He had a couple of good chances.
Yeah. What do you think his strengths are?
I think he's pretty smart, and he has a good hockey sense. I think those are big strengths what he have, and he has, and I think he should have to improve his skating skills, and after that, I think he can reach the NHL level. I think.
Yeah, it's the skating. He has a short stride, really, and he doesn't accelerate very well.
Exactly like that. Yeah.
Looking forward towards the World Juniors. Is there anyone in this team that has strengthened their position in order to be part of that team?
Say again. Yeah.
Is there anyone that has strengthened their role to be part of the World Junior squad? Or
yeah, for sure, Arturi Hirvonen, Roni Hirvonen, and our. I think we have lots of good teams, so and also, I think Oliver, and he was good also. So I think he's nearby to the World Juniors at the moment.
Brand Lambert obviously will have a focus on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I understand.
Half a Canadian as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And I think he had have some difficulties start of the season, but I hope that he can get him better and better all the time. And during this tournament, I think he was pretty good, and he used his teammates better than and last tournament. So let's see what happens. But I think he should have to improve his teamwork skills a lot if he wants to reach the World Juniors, because we have lots of good forwards out of this roster. Joakim Kemel and Simon Taival and Joel Määttä, he is playing in North America and he has been good. And lots of good forwards.
Joakim is obviously injured. Is he, yeah, he, yeah. Will he return for the World Juniors?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Some interesting things here as well, and it's always interesting to hear what coaches say, and especially in regards to the World Juniors that starts in more or less a month from now. And first, let's take it out, like, Joakim Kemel has led Liga in points this year before he got injured. That is a big name for Finland to have in, and if he's healthy, he will definitely make the squad. Wicked shot. Be sure to look at him when he is in the World Juniors. There is some people in the scouting world that think he will go top three if he's healthy. And that is a name that will pop up further down the line. When it comes to Oliver, it's great to hear how his coach again says that he's trusting him, but also a little bit like he squeezes his stick and doesn't get these extra goals that he maybe deserved this tournament. Skating, we have already mentioned it. It's a problem that we have seen. It's something that he knows and he will have to work on. Every coach will say that they can reach the NHL level. We know that from the Jakob Olofsson experience. But here we go, when we have this kind of system where coaches are more aware maybe what it takes to reach the NHL. But right now it looks like skating will be one of the big things for Kapanen to work on. Obviously, I think also having seen him live now, that he is a little bit small. He needs to strengthen his core to make sure that he can hold up and hold his own in the battles along the boards and in the battles on the ice as well. Another interesting thing is that as of now, Penanen doesn't think that Brad Lampert will make the team. This is big, in my opinion, because this is a player that last year looked like a solid top three pick and somehow has fallen. His start of the season has been terrible. His confidence is rock bottom at the moment. He's working very hard in order to improve. But on the other hand, yeah, this is really, really shocking, to say the least, to have. And especially, I think, for someone with a half Canadian citizenship, or that is half Canadian and has this Canadian citizenship, to not be able to be part of that first World Juniors in your draft year might even cause his stock to fall even further. And it will be very interesting to see, first and foremost, the pressure on Brad Lampert to make the team. How does he handle these 6 weeks until the tournament starts? What does he do to improve and show that he belongs in this team? But also, what happens if he doesn't? What kind of confidence sinker will that be? How can he handle this? And this is what I think will decide where Lampert will go in the draft. How he handles the possible rejection of the World Juniors. And looking for that, It's something that we will have to finish this episode. We're at almost 25 minutes. I hope you enjoyed it. It's always great to be back in the ice, and I hope I can provide more content when it comes to the Dispatch in the upcoming month, especially when it comes to different draft picks and Montreal Canadiens prospects.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.